Okay, so we're going to relax and breathe and just allow ourselves to move into that sweet space of peace that exists at the center of all being, that beautiful place of calm and tranquility that underlies all of the activity on the surface. A place where our inner being dwells as love and light and clarity and wholeness, beauty and harmony, wonder and abundance. We know that divine essence exists within us. And as we just take a moment to return to that space, to dwell in the consciousness, to remember who we truly are. Abraham is always saying that we are the leading edge of thought, and that that larger part of us, that inner being, guides us and directs us in every single moment of all of time. It is such a wonderful, wonderful feeling to let in that love that is ever coming to us from non-physical. Love that is bigger than we can imagine, bigger than we can express. Infinite, eternal, unconditional love directed toward us at all times. And as we relax into the knowing that all is well, that everything always works out for us, as Abraham teaches, we can trust in the well-being, ever flowing. It's in our vortex, it's already done, and our job is to relax and let it in. So we do that in so many powerful ways. And yesterday during the workshop, Abraham offered a really interesting answer to a woman who was talking about her desire with her husband to move abroad. But the conundrum was that he wanted to go ASAP and she wanted to relax and let it flow. And this is the brilliant answer Abraham gave. They have often said, if your mate wants to live in the mountains and you want to live in the seashore, just focus on what you want. And you both want a beautiful, relaxed life with wonderful views and amazing home. And you can both end up having what you want. And this answer that they gave yesterday, 5:22:21, amplifies in very powerful ways for me that teaching that they've been offering for a long time. They said, this is an example of a potential split energy from both of you, because you are in disagreement about when. You're not in disagreement about what you want or why you want it, just about the timing, about when. So not only is it important for, we'll speak specifically to you who has written this, for you to be in alignment with your desire for it to unfold well, but you can't push against what someone else wants and stay in that alignment. In other words, this is the struggle that so many people have with so many things when they're co-creating with another. You're not exactly on the same page in terms of when. Timing is a perceptual thing, isn't it? So your husband is sensing that the timing is as soon as possible. Well, wait. Possible. You said as soon as possible. You didn't say now. As soon as possible. Is there a big difference between his as soon as possible and your waiting for things to unfold and go with the flow? We know what you're getting at. He feels some urgency and you want to relax. But don't you mean by you're waiting for things to unfold and glow with the flow, don't you mean as soon as possible too? You want to be like the surfer and let things unfold. And he's wanting to have definiteness of purpose. That is the conflict we were talking about earlier. So since you've written this and we're speaking specifically to you, we'll say to you that you have to find a way to be at ease about the idea of this, which means you can't push against your mate or you won't be at ease about it. We can feel you all over the planet. You're wondering, well, who gets to win? In other words, if one wants to go now and one wants to go later, then what is really going to happen? And we say it's hard for you to accept this, but the universe can yield what each wants when you are co-creating on the same subject. The universe can find a way to line things up to accommodate both of you. But this is the part that you're really asking about. You have to leave your husband and his timing out of the equation. And he has to leave you out of the equation. But since we're not talking to him, we're talking to you, and you don't have any power to get him to leave you out of the equation, you have enough power to leave him out of your equation and to align with what you both want, with what's in both your vortices. In other words, you can own the room. You can dominate the vibration, but you can't do it by being concerned about what he's thinking about. That's the split energy. Are you hearing us? This is the perfect opportunity for us to say this to you and for you to hear it. Are you hearing us when we say, even when you are co-creating with another human, your work is still the same? It's between you and your inner being. You and your human friend have put it into the vortex together, but you and your inner being friend will put you in a place of receiving it. If only one of you does it, you both still receive it. But Abraham, can we receive it if he's not doing what he needs to do? Abraham said, yeah, yeah, you can get into alignment with what you want and the universe will yield it to you regardless of what somebody else does. That's why the comparison thing is so unnecessary. A lot to think about there. Really, this is how it works. Isn't it nice that you don't have to wait for things to line up for you to get what you want? You don't have to wait for them to line up with all the others, all the other humans. You just have to line up between you and your inner being. That's it. That's it. And that's the end of the quote from yesterday. But that was one of the most empowering discussions I've ever heard from Abraham. They are so clear that we can own the room. They have talked about that any number of times, but I don't think they've ever talked about it as clearly as this. And maybe you're like me and you don't have a husband to worry about or another close person that you're co-creating with like this, but it can work for everything. Abraham talks about going to a meeting, coming to a meeting like this one even, and before you go, getting ready to be ready and lining up the energy of what you want and trusting that if you're in alignment, you can own the room. You can have the experience you want to have there, regardless of what everybody else does. But if you push against the people who might be there, then that can mess you up. So whatever you are doing, then you don't have to factor in all those other people. You can just factor in your alignment. And your alignment is dependent on how you feel. And when you feel good, you're in alignment and you can go in and dominate the vibration. Fascinating. Fascinating. That's where the leverage is. That's where the empowerment is. So in the time that we have left in this meditation, I want to focus on feeling good. And that is such an easy thing to do. When we focus on the feelings themselves, go general, focus on the feelings, and allow ourselves to experience the wonder of feeling in our imagination. So I'm going to suggest some feelings that you can focus on. And we started this in the last meditation and I really liked it. So I want to do more of it. So I suggest we start out with focusing on being expectant. How does it feel to be expecting? I saw a Facebook post yesterday of a woman who is about ready to give birth. And she was talking about welcoming her new little girl into the world. And she was glowing. The expectation of being with this physical little girl that's been growing in her womb for almost 9 months. She was thrilled. And we don't have to wait 9 months to be expectant. We can expect good things to happen in the next moment or the next hour or the next day. And so think of something wonderful that you're expecting to happen. It might be a visit with a friend or a trip to the beach. There is so much that is wonderful that's lined up for us in our vortex. It can be something that's already on your calendar, or it can be something that you're just imagining happening in the near future. Feel what it's like to be expectant. Notice how your body feels when you're expectant. When you're expectant, you feel eager. You feel excited. You feel delighted. You feel joyful. Expectant is a wonderful feeling. And as we come more and more into alignment with our inner being, we can expect to be expectant more of the time. So I am savoring expecting to be expectant and delighting in that progress that I'm making on connecting with my inner being more and more powerfully every day. I expect to be more in alignment. Try that on and see how it feels. Might have to work up to that. I want to be more in alignment. I'm willing to be more in alignment. I'm eager to be more in alignment. I expect myself to be in alignment. I know how to do the work to be in alignment. And I choose to do it. Abraham says we are empowered when we focus. And we can be determined to focus. We can make our alignment happen. So we expect to be more and more in alignment as we go forward. And Abraham promises us the more in alignment we are, the more good stuff flows. So we can expect lots of surprises and delights coming from our vortex. Feeling that eagerness, that wonder, that delight. I always think of the Disney World commercial with the little boy whose eyes are like four times their normal size because he is just experiencing so much wonder. He is expecting so much to surprise and delight him and thrill him and carry him away with joy. Ah, expectant feels really good. Let's try something a little different. Let's see if we can calm the energy down a little and focus on mellow. Mellow time. How does it feel? I'm picturing sitting on a balcony at the end of a day, looking at a beautiful view. It might even be an ocean view. And relaxing deeply and watching the moon rise, feeling mellow, feeling as though all is right with the world. And as the moon begins to rise, a beautiful stream of light flows across the water. What a gorgeous evening. And I am so grateful to be right here, right now, feeling mellow. Feeling mellow, I'm also feeling grateful and happy, trusting, connected, in alignment. Mellow is a very peaceful place of alignment for me. From this mellow, beautiful place in the evening, I can imagine sleeping deeply and well, having very lovely dreams, feeling mellow, expecting this deep night's sleep will result in a beautiful revitalization in the morning, waking up thrilled to be alive and happy to be right here, trusting that all is well, allowing the alignment to flow through the day, seeing my day going beautifully, feeling the opportunity to feel that life is good. In feeling life is good, I feel so delighted. I almost feel whimsical. Oh, I love feeling whimsical. A heron stuck his tongue out at me yesterday. That was whimsical. Oh, I saw a little fox peek his head out of the hole and look around to see if he was safe and come down and settle in front of me. That felt whimsical as well. It feels so good to know that we are blessed. Our lives are designed to unfold. And for me, an unfolding of heron tongues and cute little fox kits is the kinds of surprises and delights I look forward to every day. Perhaps your surprises and delights are a little different. So take a moment and think of whimsical. How does your body feel? How does your face look? How do your eyes shine when you feel whimsical? whimsy is fun. I love fun. It's so good to give myself permission to have fun. I invite you to give yourself permission to have more fun. Abraham's talking about that every day. It's always wonderful to have something to look forward to that's fun. And it feels so easy to be exuberant about life when you have things lined up that are fun. So let's take a moment to feel exuberance. Wow, exuberance, a big word for a big feeling. Exuberance means I know that life is good. And I have stepped powerfully into my alignment. And I am feeling my power to dominate the vibration, to own the room everywhere I go, to be in charge of my focus. I am exuberant about being empowered to look for what feels good, to make my alignment with my inner being my highest priority. Wow, an exuberant life means I've made my inner being and my alignment my highest priority. Abraham talked about that yesterday. Finding that place where things are just unfolding. Every day, something amazing happens that reminds me, that surprises and delights me, and opens me up to feeling even more exuberant and exhilarated about what is yet to come. It feels so good to let the energy flow, to let the momentum build. And every day we move into this space of alignment, the energy increases. It's awesome to allow the energy to increase. But sometimes we get a little out of alignment and we have to slow it down a little bit so that we don't gain momentum on the things we don't want. So moving again to that place of tranquility, we just take a deep breath and allow ourselves to be a bit more settled. It's possible to feel really good when we feel grounded and flowing and trusting. And we can soothe ourselves into that beautiful space of peace. Anytime the contrast picks up, we can notice it and own that negative emotion and say, oh, that doesn't feel good. I wonder what would feel better. I feel better when I'm in alignment. I feel better when I remember that my inner being has my back. My up, my down, my back, my bottom. My inner being's right here with me. And in this moment, as I settle down and trust, I can feel the love again. I can breathe and feel the love again and allow the momentum to build in the positive direction again. We'll go up and down. It's normal. But we are in control of our focus, and that is our power. And the leverage that creates worlds is here with us as we use that power. And so we're just going to relax and breathe and trust and move into that beautiful space of our normal waking consciousness, stretching a little, wriggling a little, allowing ourselves to be present, to open our eyes, and to acknowledge that we are here with friends. and it is so good to be with friends. I am so grateful for the opportunity to focus in this way, and I give thanks for it, and so it is.